Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Thank you for joining me again and listening. That's good and it's great to the 1 million people of you out there. It's 1 million, right? 2, 3, 4, 5? Okay, 5 million. My bad. Well, you know how on Twitter I always used to tweet about traffic and how bad traffic is or was. And gradually over time, those tweets got less and less and less and less. And now it's sporadic. Every so often I'll say something, tweet something about traffic, and it's not that traffic got better, and it's not that my opinion of it's changed. It's to the point now where it happened so often, it happened so much, it just kind of became second nature. And so when I don't come across a bad driver, or if I don't come across something that's ridiculous, then I was like, huh, you know, it's worth pointing out. Or if I do come across something ridiculous and it haven't been a while, that's something else that's worth pointing out. But continuing complaining about the people that don't know how to use turn signals, blinkers, little flashy things, I pretty much lost that battle and I've given up. I've in turn learned how to anticipate, mind read, and a little bit of telekinesis, but that's neither here nor there. Oh, and the people that text while driving, bad. And you're probably wondering, we're like, hey, what about all those tweets that you was tweeting about traffic and stuff? Wasn't you tweeting while driving too? No. Those tweets came after I parked and was where I needed to be. So basically, 20 minutes later. So yeah, don't tweet while driving. Don't text while driving. It's all bad. And so I stopped complaining about traffic. Granted, I did raise my car insurance to the highest premium that I can possibly get. Well, not premium in that way. The highest payment I can possibly pay. I still do not get along. That's something that I just can't chance it. And that brings me to the NFL draft. I'm at the point where I just can't chance it. I just can't watch it. After so many years, after so much anticipation and build up of watching draft after draft after draft, year after year after year, figuring out the college players, figuring out the colleges, figuring out teams' strength and weaknesses, who they need, who they should get, who the experts say, reading mock drafts, all of that. To the point where, okay, it was good. It was fun. Educational. Learned a lot. Okay. Then it got to the point where it's not. No more. It's the same. Just a few moving parts here or there. Few variables that is going to change as far as with what team is picking where, who's finishing where, the colleges, the players, what the draft strengths and weaknesses are. You know, some of the variables are still there, but for the most part, looking at it as a whole, in general, it's the same thing. Driving in traffic, you're going to see bad drivers. You're going to see good drivers. People are going to use turn signals, not use turn signals. So it got to the point where it wasn't worth tweeting about anymore. the draft isn't worth watching anymore. And especially since they went to, what is it, 3 nights now? Yeah, just good, great. You can market, sell to the advertising companies, advertising, all of that stuff, and stretch it out into some 3-night prime time, must watch, must see TV. Yeah, bring it. Let's do it. When it was 1 night, 2 night, okay. With the next day being early and just going throughout the day until it finished or whatever. But now starting it so late and then continuing it another day late. Come on. I know I'm probably one of the few who's given up on watching the draft, because if that wasn't the case, then it wouldn't be as popular as it is, right? But then again, we watch anything. Look how good reality TV is. It's the best. The ratings are the best. Reality, yay, it's real life. It's real TV. Speaking of that, I think I'm on a reality show right now. It's not, definitely not the Truman Show. Maybe the Vince Show. Yeah. So that's not really a good argument per se. What say you? And at the same time, there are some people that's like me that has let go and given up of what's going on with the draft. Don't need to watch the draft anymore, because why bother? You're not really going to necessarily know if the players are good until years later. There are maybe a few that contribute, or maybe that one percenter who's a superstar or star right out the gate. But for the most part, no. You investing a lot of time into something that you're not going to see the fruits of your labor, the fruits of the reward, until years later. Who got time like that, bro? So you mean to tell me let me get this straight. Put all this time and energy into something right now, and I'm not going to know that it was worth it or not until years later. Hey, that's a winning formula, and it's been winning, so can't complain about that, right? See, that's something that you can give up on. That's something that you can not do, and it gets sporadic. But the fantasy people, yeah, fantasy football, fantasy baseball, fantasy sports. If you would ask me to listen to EDM, electronic dance music, I believe that's what that stuff's called, or start fantasy football or fantasy sports, fantasy something. One, I know that we can't be friends. A friend wouldn't do that. An enemy wouldn't do that. That's something a troll would probably do, but a troll's not that smart to do something like that. That's something a madman probably suggests to do. Either way, fantasy sports or EDM. That's so hard, because my level of tolerance for both is no good. It's not good. It's definitely something that I cannot see myself engaging in EDM, EDM, or fantasy sports, I'd rather play the guessing game of whether this car is going to turn in front of me or not, and just probably floor it and just say, YOLO. Come on. Of course it would be EDM. The song will eventually end, hopefully. The fantasy sports, that goes on and on. You have to do drafting. You have to put in work. You have to do stuff for that. At least with the music, I can just go to that happy place and just woosah. Pressure points, happy place, and just somehow compartmentalize and just block all that stuff out. But with the fantasy sports, nah. Oh, and don't think that this fantasy stuff hasn't come up before. It has. I have good, close friends who do this fantasy sports. Family members who do this fantasy sports and ask me to do the fantasy sports. See? Family. Yep. Fantasy sports. Nah. I don't do that. That's definitely not my thing. One, my fandom over the years is decreased. Definitely not a fanatic. Nah, I'm more of a sports fan. So when I get the question, because it always comes up, why don't you like fantasy sports? Because if I'm going to engage into fantasy sports, definitely fantasy and sports, that I just can't combine the two. It doesn't work for me. Much as I love, like, heart, adore, desire sport, I just don't see it as a fantasy. Definitely not a fantasy of mine. In addition to that, I look at it this way too. If I'm going to have a team or something I'm going to engage in or actually put the time and effort in, it's going to be my team. My team as in the team that's already constructed there. That's in real life, kind of realities team. And so I can just go with that flow. Hey, this is the real team. Okay. Fan, real team. But with the fantasy, you have to pick, choose players from here, there, however they do that stuff. Come on, it's and that's your fantasy. Then you have drafts. Come on, I just gave a lot of reasons why I not to like the draft anymore. Well, I think those were reasons. Huh. Fantasy sports, nah. No thank you. That's almost like a reason to go. Do you like fantasy sports? What you say? What you say? You sound like fantasy sports. Nah, bro. You better take that back. You better take that back. That's like reason to go. That's being about that life. You like fantasy sports? Nah, man. Nah. And you better not ever fix your mouth to say that again. JK.
I can't.
Well, the show is going well. I think there's going to be a lot of material, a lot of stuff, because there's been so much going on, especially with Kobe Bryant retiring. I think I mentioned that. And the deal with Barcelona And what happened? What's wrong with Barcelona? Well, some very intelligent and smart people came up with, figured out what's wrong with Barcelona, what happened and all that stuff. So maybe I'm not needed. My presence is not needed. It's been taken care of by people way smarter than me when it comes to football. Yeah, real football. We'll see how that goes when it's time to do the show. See if we include the Barcelona. See if we include Barcelona segment or not. Oh, and what the smart people came up with, the reason Barcelona's dipped and came back down, it's the coach, Luis Enrique. It's him. It's his fault. Blame him. And it's some boneheaded, some kind of crazy moves and things that he did over the past month or so. My services not needed. I understand. I get it. When I'm not wanted, say that I'm going to do something and people go out and do it. And it just lets me know you didn't want me to do it. Okay, fine. Won't do it. But don't ask me to watch your fantasy sports. Nah. That's a reason to go. Anyway. Thank you for listening. Thank you. You. And to the, what was it? 5 million for listening. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Out. Oh.